know how many of you know that song. Let your living water flow over my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. How many of you know that song? Many of you know it. I used to sing it. I loved it. I used to sing it. But it's one of those wrong songs. I mean, when I sang it, I was touched. Oh, God, let your living water. So one day, I was praying. And then, in my motion, I picked up that song again. And I went, let your living water flow over my soul. And the Lord said, how? And then I was startled and I stopped. I said, Lord, immediately, just like real time. You know, sometimes God's talking to you and you don't have to wait for him to finish before you know, you're just picking exactly what he's saying. Same time, same moment. And so quickly, I picked this up. Lord, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. I got it. All right, let me show it to you. When you go, let your living water flow over my soul. It is so unscriptural, so wrong, but we are so carried away by our emotion. We love the songs. Like we go, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. With what? You see, until and unless we take the word of God seriously and accept what it says as truth and the finality of truth, we cannot move in the glory of God consistently and permanently. So you find we go in and out, up and down. So the church, instead of moving from glory to glory, will go round in circles. Going round and round. Round and round with Christians who are always seeking for deliverance. You know, then they get delivered, then they come back again and they want deliverance. And then they're delivered again and they come back again. And you know, they're just terrible. But if you want a life that goes on from glory to glory, no downs, no matter what happens, permanently upward and forward. Permanently. My life is permanently upward and forward. No matter what happens, I'm ever moving forward and upward. I made up my mind for that. Okay, maybe I should analyze that song. Now think about it. Let your living water flow over my soul. Okay. St. John chapter 7. Read from verse 37. Have you seen it? Let's read. One, two, go. Mm-hmm. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Go on. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly. Okay, compare that. Let your living water flow over my soul. Jesus says, out of your belly shall flow. Something is wrong with the song. So we're asking him to let his living water flow over my soul. In other words, Lord, pour it upon me. But Jesus said, it will pour out of you. You are the source of the living water. Because the Holy Spirit is inside you now. All right, read further. Read. Next verse. But this spake he, of the Spirit. Thank you. So the living water he's talking about is who? The Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit to live in you, you become the source of the living water. But they didn't tell us that. We were taught the song, "Let your living water flow over my soul." So we feel like the water is pouring. Oh, pour it, Lord. Pour it, Lord. But Jesus says, out of you shall pour out. Not from heaven shall pour unto you. So as long as we don't understand these simple things, we'll be living in the past while we are preaching the gospel. A gospel that we don't know. The gospel of Jesus Christ is that you are now the house of God. You are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. How important that is. Do you know the difference it would make when you stop asking him to pour his Spirit on you after you have received the Holy Ghost? You see, we take the Holy Spirit so casually. After receiving the Holy Spirit, I ask people, which Holy Spirit did you receive? Is it the same one that Peter received? Is it the same Holy Spirit that Paul received? When they received the Holy Spirit, they were filled with power. I said, why are you filled with Holy Spirit? You still have fear. How can you have Holy Spirit and you are still discouraged? How can you have Holy Spirit and still be housed in sickness? The Bible says, if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall vitalize, make alive your mortal body by his Spirit that lives in you. It is either that scripture is true or it's false. If it's true, let's act like it. You know why many can read it and overlook it and act like they didn't see it? Because their worship is not true. Remember this. Jesus said, the time is coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. So we say, let's worship the Lord. We go, fill my cup, Lord. That's not a worship. That's not correct. We have to change our songs, our worship, to truth, the truth of the word. God is limited by our believing. If we believe halfway, he can do more beyond the half that we believe. And did you know something? Did you know God is not doing anything? He's not doing anything for us in heaven. He's not. He's not doing anything. Read your Bible. Because he is in the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the rest day. And we are not supposed to be doing anything. We are supposed to be using his word of authority to guide our lives now. Did you hear what I just said? We are ruling and reigning in union with him today. That's the life he's given us. No struggle. The Bible says those who have entered into his rest have ceased from their struggles. In fact, it says that they have ceased from their works. So what works? They have ceased from their works. Everything we do today is supposed to be a blessing. everything a blessing. The day you catch that revelation, your life will be changed forever. Never will you have a struggle. Never will you have a limitation. Never will you have a lack. Maybe when we meet during the conference, I can tell you a little bit of the significance of that. Just a little bit. Okay? But make up your mind to take God's word as it is. It's simple, but His truth is powerful. Okay? And when you worship God and when you pray, say the right things. He cannot empower a word that is not from Him. Neither does He need to empower His own word, because His word is power. Can you see it? If you have His word, it will take you from glory to glory. Meditate on His word.